Family farmers and ranchers have been plagued by corporate consolidation for as long as this organization has existed, but it's gotten much worse in recent decades. With almost no oversight, just a handful of corporations have taken control of the poultry and livestock markets. This has made for an extremely lopsided relationship between meatpackers and processors and those who sell to them, where the former sets almost all of the terms and the latter has no choice but to accept them. This has left farmers susceptible to substantial discrimination and abuse. Though lawmakers have promised greater protections to farmers experiencing unjust treatment, we've seen very little in the way of progress. While Congress and the USDA have spun their wheels for more than a decade, farmers have continued to endure anti-competitive practices with few defenses. After so many years of inaction, it is encouraging to see this administration take some small steps to level the playing field. However, this rule does not go far enough to safeguard farmers from unfair treatment, nor does it address many of the other difficulties farmers have been suffering at the hands of powerful corporations. In order to provide farmers with the protections they need and deserve, we strongly urge USDA to strengthen its definition of undue or unreasonable preference, as well as introduce additional rules to ensure fair treatment and competition in the livestock sector.